The importance and likelihood of Washington passing the Water Resources Development Act. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. As chairman of the Water Resources and Environment Subcommittee of the House Agriculture Committee, Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs understands how important WRDA is for agriculture. The last time the Water Resources and Development Act passed was 2007, which is why Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs says it is time to get something done.
Because we're talking about the entire maritime transportation system, that's the river system and all the ports in the United States, you know, the Gulf Coast, the Great Lakes, East and West Coast. And we're, you know, one reason, especially in ag, that we've been able to move corn and soybeans out of this country and be competitive because we've had a transportation system that's been really efficient. You know, and we're starting to lose that edge because our infrastructure is at the point where it's, you know, 60, 80 years old. We're looking at lock failures on the river system. We're looking at our ports not being deep enough because of lack of dredging, so the bigger ships that are being built right now to go through the newly expanded Panama Canal in about a year won't be able to come load fully loaded, so that there's costs when you can only be loaded partially. And so this is really important, and it's really important to American agriculture.
How likely is it that the House will pass something?
I think it's very likely. There's a lot of bipartisan support. I think everybody realizes and the challenges we have.
Will funding be a bigger challenge?
Funding's always a problem, as we know. There's some things, my hopes are in the WRDA bill, it's going to be heavy in policy where we come in and streamline a lot of the process, put a maybe a time limit on the times of study, the time it takes to get projects started. The private sector worked like this, we'd be in very, very bad shape here in the United States. So, we can really help on the cost side, I think, by some policy reforms.
Congressman, is there anything else that you'd like the agricultural community to know or understand about WRDA?
On WRDA, on our maritime transportation system, and plus flood control, I want to make sure that we're making the investments right and doing what we do to keep our farmers so they can be competitive and move what we produce out of the country and grow our exports and grow the economy and grow jobs.
Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee's Water Resources and Environment Subcommittee. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.